Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, the Deep State is coming roaring back, as it always does, with the help not of Democrats, but of Republicans, namely Senator Tom Tillis. Unbelievable what they're setting up right now. And when you really understand what's about to go down here, it's brilliant on the part of the Democrats. You got to think of this as a three-legged stool. If we're going to take out the deep state and reclaim our country, we don't have a lot of time left to do it. There's three legs on the stool. One of them is the FBI. The other one is the DOJ. The third one is the DC district, the most powerful prosecutor, probably on earth, but also in this country. Why? Because that prosecutor is the one, whoever ends up being the head of the DC district office, can prosecute the deep state, the intelligence agencies, members of Congress, and Tom Tillis himself. And they are making clear right now they will not have an honest man. They will not have a real prosecutor overseeing the swamp. This is the fundamental battle. So here's where we are right now. So Senator Tom Tillis came out and said, no, I'm not appointing Ed Martin. I will give him any other district to prosecute in the United States. I'll vote for him. But January 6th, blah, blah, I'm not putting him at the head of the swamp. Okay, which is how you know Senator Tom Tillis is lying. I know him very well. I covered him back when he was a state legislator and then assumed to the position of speaker and then senator. He's a profoundly, profoundly corrupt individual. And if I were him, I would not want an honest prosecutor with jurisdiction over me. I get it. I understand where Tillis is coming from. They're using him here. And what this means is, Lee, that if Tillis, who sits on the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, blocks Ed Martin, who's done a great job there the last 120 days, and we're hearing already has some of these cases in motion. If he gets blocked and we can't find anyone to replace him, which I think is where we're going to see is the back end of this new strategy, find no one to replace Ed Martin so that Judge Boasberg, an even more profoundly corrupt individual and also a Democrat, can then appoint the person over the D.C. district. So the D.C. district is the third leg of the stool. What happens if Boasberg gets that appointment? Lawfare commences as if Joe Biden was still in office. And you're going to see them begin to go after Team Trump and jail Team Trump. Trump himself may have immunity, although with control of the D.C. courts, they may get around it. But you can see, Lee, what is happening. All the pieces are being put into place overnight. Pay very close attention to what James Boasberg is doing with Kristi Noem right now. And it's exactly what I've been telling you would happen for weeks. Now we're watching it. He's doing two things. He is maneuvering so he can put an uber-liberal corrupt prosecutor over the swamp to both protect the deep state and the criminals And they really need this now, Lee, with Doge finding all of this theft. 33% of the transactions, untraceable, no code, fraudulent, illegal. They cannot have an honest prosecutor looking into who is taking that money. They can't. Whole thing's on the line right now. Hinges on Tom Tillis. But here's what they're getting ready to do. You are going to see them. I don't know if it'll work. You'll see them attempt to jail. They're going to start with Kristi Noem, as I've been telling you. They will put the whole Trump team in prison, in jail for contempt, just as is going on in Florida right now. We'll get to that later on in the show. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg pressed the Justice Department lawyers Wednesday evening over public comments President Trump and other cabinet officials had made about deportation proceedings under the Alien Enemies Act and floated the idea of moving some of the illegal immigrants to Guantanamo Bay. So James Boasberg believes he is the president, Lee, and now he's making policy. He would like the Democrat voters and human traffickers moved back to Guantanamo Bay as a step to get them back into the country. He still believes Noem and the team, the Trump team, defied him. And he has been very clear that he intends to pursue contempt. He's also been very clear that he intends to appoint his own prosecutor. Or he'll just appoint, instead of Trump, the person who heads the D.C. district. And they will begin one by one putting Team Trump in jail. It's going to lead to a constitutional crisis.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to make.
That's what you're watching right now unfold. Now, I don't know if they're going to get there. We can see the plan in motion right now.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
You want to hear Senator Amy Klobuchar lay it out a couple weeks ago? She said it right there to Dana Bash on CNN. And Dana Bash, you can hear it in her voice. I can't show it to you. Her eyes are like saucers. Like, no, you're not. But she loves it. But she's like, wow, that's bold. You're going to jail Team Trump.
Well, if the administration won't do it themselves, a court does have the power to refer it to the Justice Department, mentioned by Judge Boasberg here. But also, if the Justice Department won't do anything, a court can actually appoint a prosecutor on their own, an outside prosecutor, because they have the power to hold people in contempt. And that may be the people that did the deporting. It may be the secretary who's responsible for this. But they have the right to do this.
No.
Go
Forgive
ahead.
Me. I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
She's shocked.
Correctly, which is that you believe that the federal courts, maybe a district court, I'm not sure, you can tell me if the Supreme Court could even do this, should hold key administration officials in contempt if they continue to defy the Supreme Court, which I'm guessing you see.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes,
the way our
should.
Law works. They, yes.
No, it's actually not, but it would be now. This would be new. But so you heard that, Lee, a couple weeks ago, and in I'll just finish laying this out real quick. You heard that a couple of weeks ago, okay? Their first route was, we're going to have Boasberg, you know, have his own personal prosecutor, as if he's the president, and he's going to start jailing Team Trump for not bringing home St. Kilmar and the other human trafficking thugs and gangbangers. Now... And then you watch the wheels turn. Now they've gone to Tillis. They've pulled whatever they got on Tillis, for whatever reason, getting him to block Ed Martin. So they will then have their own prosecutor controlled by the swamp, over the swamp, and they can begin the process of doing what she's talking about there, which is just one by one by one putting members of Team Trump in jail for refusing their orders. And their orders, Lee, are getting wilder. I mean, you've got... this judge now, over the last 2 days, beginning to make immigration policy demanding Trump let the illegals in, 12,000 of them, just let illegals in, let them in, let them in, let them in. The next step there, you'll see this soon, I don't know what judge going to do it, is going to order Trump to open the border in some way. Just open it. They get their way on this 12,000, that's where they're going next. And if Team Trump defies them, Team Trump goes to jail. It's what they want to do. And Senator Tom Tillis is enabling this. He's on the Judiciary Committee. He's blocking Ed Martin. And I know what they're waiting for. They want a corrupt prosecutor or none at all. And Boasberg appoints him. That's where they are. And this is, Lee, this is the Republicans. This is Tillis.
Well, it's a rhino, but yeah.
Yeah, right. He's not really a Republican. He never has been. He is just a profoundly corrupt individual who's very good at seizing power. Like I said, I've watched him for years in North Carolina. He comes out of Mecklenburg County area where I'm from.
We try not to hold that against you, Tara.
Yeah, well, you know, I fled the People's Republic
yes,
of Charlotte,
exactly
and
right. Yes.
I've been much happier ever since. I appreciate you y'all having me down
yes,
here.
Absolutely. Well, you're just proof that there are some good people that come from that area, Tara.
Yeah, there are. So, you know. Anyway, that was a long explanation, but I mean, when you look at this and you see this, how does this hit you? How do you think, Lee, this is going to end?
Like to see them try. The way it's going to end, there will be some blowback and political pushback from this. I mean, obviously, as you've pointed out here, you've got a rhino that's willing to do the Democrats' dirty work here and trying to assist them with this. But, you know, if it gets to a point where the popularly elected and electoral mandated president and his administration are going to be tried to be imprisoned by the appointed judiciary, there's going to be a real problem with that.
And, you know, the real problem here, once again, as DeSantis pointed out now 5 weeks ago, is the Republicans aren't moving any legislation to rein these judges in.
Yeah.
That bottom line empowers the deep state. They've seen they've won on that. The legislation isn't going to move. Now they're taking the next step. Hey, we think we're going to go ahead and prosecute. I mean, the idea that Boasberg, who's already been told by the Supreme Court, not only do you have no jurisdiction here, you knew you had no jurisdiction when you did all this. He's so emboldened and so empowered. He's like, I think I will, you know, begin appointing prosecutors and I think I'll begin trying people. And that's what he's doing. That's why he's asking all these questions about Noam. By the way, number two will be Homan. That he's going to come for Homan too.
That'll be funny.
Yeah.
That'll be hilarious.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a showdown.
I'd pay to watch that. Yeah, that could be on pay-per-view. Right.
You know, you're right. That will be fun to watch, right?
That'd be a great GOP fundraiser.
Yeah, well, you know.
Tom Homan versus the U.S. Judiciary. Bring it on.
In handcuffs, one of them.
D.C.
Who knows who,
Smackdown.
Right? Exactly. But here's the question, and we're seeing this in Florida right now. I'm going to get to that in a minute because this is huge. Whose side will the federal marshals arrest is the question. Who will they put the handcuffs on? They're going to have to choose. By the way, you know what the founders would have done here because it only takes 51 votes in the Senate? They would have just erased Judge Boasberg and his entire position and probably the entire bench in the D.C. court system. It would have just been gone. That they did that multiple times. Yeah. Hey, guess what? You're fired. Go home. By the way, doors locked. See ya. Yeah. And they can do that.
Doge could sell the building.
Yeah, I bet we could get good money for it.
Really?
We don't really need it. So, and that's where we are in America today. Unprecedented times. Things we've never seen before. We'll be right back. Wait to hear the Florida chapter of this coming up next.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Oh, good burn. Texture writes, I don't remember any judicial pushback on due process when the illegals were deported from Martha's Vineyard. No, there wasn't, was there? Now Judge Boasberg's arguing, okay, I didn't have the right to order any of those people flown back. Supreme Court slapped him down. He said, but I was defied at the time, even though I was in the wrong, and we cannot have that. And so now he is coming at jailing members of Team Trump. That is the goal. Now put them in prison. Lawfare has resumed. Steve Bannon on his War Room podcast nailed why. Yesterday, great press conference by Kash Patel and PM Bondi. They're doing an excellent job dismantling the MS-13 human smuggling and child sex trafficking networks set up by the Democrats under Biden. And I praise them for that. And they liberated 200 children yesterday out of the 300,000. Arrested a lot of adults involved in the smuggling network. Great. And that needs to be done, but it's not priority number one. And I hate that. It's not. They are doing everything but. And every day that goes by, with all of these people left inside the DOJ, left inside the FBI, they get bolder and bolder and bolder and bolder. Have you noticed something, folks? There are three legs on the stool of just dismantling deep state. One of them is the FBI. The other one is the DOJ. And the third is Ed Martin, the prosecutor of the DC district, the law over the swamp. Think of him as the sheriff in town. The guy who has jurisdiction over Senator Tillis himself. Whatever Tillis has done. I'm sure there's something. They got him somehow. Because for him to stand up to Trump like this 2 years before his election. She's up for election. It's not even 2 years, 26. Take this amount of notice, a GOP primary. North Carolina, good luck. Whatever they got on him is good. Now notice, think of it as three wheels, like on a tricycle, right? All three of them have to turn for us to get to deep state. It's got to be DOJ, it's got to be FBI, it's got to be Ed Martin and the prosecutorial district of DC. None of those wheels are turning, are they? I've watched this movie too many times. Know exactly how it ends. So Pam Bondi and Kash Patel are doing everything. A lot of stuff they're doing is great, don't get me wrong. But it's not what we hired them for. And time is ticking. They are doing everything under the sun Here's Steve Bannon explaining why this is happening.
They're coming back on Trump and his people and the MAGA movement 10 times harder because we haven't rooted out the deep state and destroyed it.
Yeah. They were afraid. They're getting bolder. They're seeing, you know, whatever's going on there, nothing's happening. And Bannon's explaining what I have been saying. They've got a beachhead. Little one, very little one. Pam Bondi and Kash Patel have a landing team. What basically they've done is taken their photos and all their personal stuff and moved it into and onto a desk in a corner somewhere. But they haven't taken over the agencies. And it's getting worse every day. They do. It's just, if you don't punch the bully in the face on the playground, every day it gets worse for you.
The way you root out the deep state, if justice and FBI is too booked up with stuff, and hey, they have a beachhead in these buildings, but just a beachhead. With the landing team, you got to have the district.
Got to have the district. He's talking about the D.C. district, right? So this is why they have dispatched Tom Tillis to make sure that there is a block. And what's going to be interesting is Tillis going to keep blocking? You're going to keep blocking? Bet he does. Till May 20th, and then Boasberg gets the appointment. You are going to see a showdown about putting the Trump team in handcuffs because we will basically have a Biden-Pelosi prosecutor installed over the D.C. swamp that covers Team Trump, that covers every Republican member of Congress, that covers all of our agencies, that covers Tom Homan, that covers Kristi Noem. You're already seeing, again, Boasberg, Judge Boasberg, overnight begin to set Kristi Noem up for jail, for contempt charges. So, you know, you think about it, three legs on a stool, three wheels on a tricycle. They got to turn. None of them are turning. I'm not willing so far to go as far yet because I can't say definitively that Kash Patel and Pam Bondi are captured. But every day that rolls by with them doing everything but this is a problem. It's getting worse, and every day they get bolder. We got to have movement on that. We've got to have movement here. We need to see at a minimum people fired. You look over at the military, Pete Hegseth, 20% gone. Good. Clean that place out. It's a counter-revolution. Barack Obama fired over 200 politically. This was politically motivated. If you were not a left winger, you were gone. The generals were gone. The admirals were gone. They went all the way down to the mid-level of the military, purged it, which is why you got the insanity, which is why you got the Pentagon spying on conservatives the worldwide and censoring us from outside the country in partnership with the Five Eyes, with the UK intelligence. That's the Pentagon. That's got to be cut. Why can we cut 20% of the leadership at the Pentagon? They've got to go. We got to cut another 20% after that. Start taking the military back. Now, what is Hegseth doing? This is the model for the FBI. Hegseth was put in his position. He's not running a Pentagon day to day. No, he is there as a walking billboard, an advertisement to get our people, the normals, back in the military so that they can make their way in and rise through the ranks. This is why 12 days ago now he said, hey, listen, if you were turfed out over the shot, hey, come back. We're going to give you back wages. Come back to the military. Why? Who left? Us, the normals. Those who ask questions, those who would say, you know, no, we're not turning the military on American soil. We're not censoring them in partnership with the socialists over in the UK. We're going to fight wars. Hegseth's doing it. Needs to happen at the FBI. Why isn't it? Folks, there's a question going forward. We ever get a Democrat majority again? And it happens between one and two times a decade where the Democrats have the presidency in both houses. With just enough votes to do amnesty. We won't have any red states left in this country, or we'll have very, very few. What we'll probably have is a smattering of purple states because there's 50 million. There's 50 million. They'll do it so fast your head will spin with a fast track to voting. They've already got them on a 5-year plan. It's just significantly faster than it used to be. They could do it all in one bill if they want to. Probably will. We've got one chance right now to remove illegal immigrants from red states. It is a precious opportunity to not live in a totalitarian state, a one-party system. All one-party systems are totalitarian states and vice versa. Elon Musk explained in an interview with Larry Trump that's exactly what they're doing right now.
If President Trump had not won, I think the Democrat campaign to import vast numbers of illegal voters would have succeeded. And they would have naturalized vast numbers of illegals during the sort of Kamala regime. And they would have turned America into a one-party state from which we could never escape.
Yep, that's the goal. Been the goal for a while. And they're only fighting in Florida. What Ron DeSantis is doing down there is nothing short of unbelievable, working with Trump to deputize all of his state law enforcement officers, from Fish and Wildlife to the Highway Patrol. They're now federal agents, immigration agents, and they could pick up illegals. I sent a very small skeleton crew from Department of Homeland Security down there to run the whole thing, picked up 1,100 illegals in a single week. And that's what's going to have to happen. Because Biden illegally flew over 300,000 at one point per month into Florida in an attempt to flip it. They're still there. A lot of them. They're picking them up, picking them up, picking them up, picking them up. Now DeSantis has proposed something nothing short of amazing. He's got 10,000 beds. He's got deportation flights ready to go. And what he wants is for the JAG officers in the State Guard, he's got his own State Guard, and the National Guard in Florida to be deputized as immigration judges so that they can do what ICE does. ICE can administratively issue warrants and bam, out the door they go. They'll have Florida cleared up in a year. They do this. All Trump's got to do is approve it. We're waiting on that, but DeSantis put it on the table. Okay, so that sets the table there. What DeSantis is saying is this will be a red state now. We're going to have a purple state. We're not going to have a blue state. We're not going to have a voter drive. We're moving them out. This is going to be a sanctuary for the future, a fallback we can always count on. This has been all over the news. If you're an illegal immigrant, you can find it. You know about it. Where do you think these illegal immigrants are headed right now? El Norte, South Carolina. Well, nobody does anything like this here. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you at my request have called the governor and he's pretending you didn't. He's pretending he can't do this. DeSantis did do it back in February. He's moving on to phase two. And what it means is no ICE agents needed to do anything. Officer picks up an illegal at a traffic stop before he had to let him go, thanks to Democrats and the ACLU and all their lawsuits. Not anymore. You pick him up, call ICE right there on the spot, take him. Bye-bye. Enjoy El Salvador. Here it's nice this time of year. Except one thing. And we're watching this happen right now. So we're watching Henry McMaster resist. He is like a resist Democrat. He's pretending he hasn't gotten your phone calls and he can't do anything. He's a coward. That's a shame. He could, you know what? He's no legacy. He's done nothing but play golf. He could have had a legacy. I was willing to help him. But whatever. Sad man. Anyway, right now in Florida, there is a massive showdown going on because the ACLU went to a federal judicial dictator who, no, does not have jurisdiction over Florida. And the federal judicial dictator ordered the Attorney General of Florida to speak words for speech and tell the law enforcement officers to stop arresting Democrat illegal immigrants. He said, no. She said, I'm going to hold you in contempt, criminal contempt. He said, fine. Not doing it. Besides, you have to sue the law enforcement agencies. You can't just sue me and tell me to speak words that the Democrat Party would like to hear come out of my mouth. So he's saying, fine, arrest me. And then in the most badass thing I've seen in, I don't know, the last 2 weeks, the U.S. Marshal, who she would have to send to arrest him, on the day he said, no, I'm defying this. I'm not doing this thing. Thank you for your input, Judge, but we don't listen to you here in Florida. We don't have to. And this is the way. This is how it has to go. He tweeted a picture of him with the U.S. Marshal, who would be in charge of arresting him. And they're glad handing it, smiling and meeting in his office. So he's saying, okay, Judge, well, we'll see. We'll see if he picks me up. Looks like we're pretty good friends, though. So try it. See how it goes for you. This is where we are, folks. This is the local level of this and the national level of this. You are about to see if Boasberg gets to replace Ed Martin In other words, President Boasberg, the judge, gets to make the most important judicial appointment instead of Donald Trump. And again, that's because Senator Tom Tillis is blocking it. Bad, nasty people these are. Here's the Florida AG Attorney General, James Altmaier, saying, yeah, I'm not listening to that judge. This is the way.
Florida's AG says the court overstepped, refusing to tell law enforcement to stop arresting illegals. And now Judge Williams is holding the AG in contempt. And AG James Altmaier joins us tonight to talk more about that. And sir, it's good to have you on.
This is Newsmax.
You're just trying to let cops arrest illegals in your state. You've got another one of these activist judges trying to stop you. And now it sounds like she's threatening to throw you in jail. Do I have it right?
That's right. This judge is considering whether or not to hold me in contempt, but I'm not going to rubber stamp her order. I'm not going to direct law enforcement to stand down on enforcing the Trump agenda and carrying out Florida's law. Here's the thing. There's not a single law enforcement agency as a party in front of the court in this case. And as a lawyer, the first day of law school, they tell you about separation of powers.
Yep.
They tell you that a judge can't order people around who are not under the jurisdiction of the court. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to bow down and withhold my oath. Well, I gave an oath to the Constitution, and that's where my loyalty lies.
What is her? I was curious to hear the logic behind a ruling like this. What is her logic for not allowing demanding that cops not arrest illegal immigrants in the state of Florida? What is she saying?
Well, the ACLU is suing to challenge the law and the constitutionality of that law. It's clear that she's got concerns with the law. We will appeal her injunction up at the appellate level.
This is the way. He's like, nah, come get me. Come get me. She said, I'm going to hold you contempt. He's like, okay, cool. Bring out the handcuffs. Keep your eye on this one. This is, you know what? We have 26 Republican governors. Only one is fighting right now. The rest are hiding, like Henry McMaster. Every one of them needs to do this. If we stand united, we can make sure these states never flip blue. It starts when somebody says to you, hey, yeah, no, you can get your question answered. Just go on AI. My favorite is Grok. I'm addicted to Grok. You could find Grok is the AI on X. And then you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is so much better than Google. And then before you know it, using Grok half a dozen times a day, which I do, for everything from gardening to judicial history for the show. And then before you know it, Grok and AI gets to know you really, really, really well. Saves all your searches. Watches everything you do. Watches what you post. And then before you know it, all of your friends are AI. Wait, what? Headline, Wall Street Journal. Oh, it's so easy to see I slip into this. Is this happening to you? Zuckerberg's grand vision, most of your friends will be AI. And you're thinking, no, not me. Meta CEOs promoting a future where artificial intelligence is increasingly intertwined with people's lives. He wants you to have AI friends, AI, an AI therapist, and AI business agents. In Zuckerberg's vision for the new digital future, artificial intelligence friends outnumber human companions, and chatbot experiences supplant therapists. I could actually really see that happening, especially the therapist part. Ad agencies, coders, replaced. AI will play a central role in the human experience. Facebook co-founder and CEO of Meta Platform said in a series of recent podcast interviews and public appearances, I think people are going to want a system that knows them well and that kind of understands them in a way that their feed algorithms do. Zuckerberg said, I know exactly what he's talking about. This is coming, folks. Zuckerberg said on a podcast last week that he thinks the average person wants to have more friends and connections with other people than they currently do, and that AI friends are the solution. You know what? This is the algorithm that gets to know you. You know, it's funny. My daughter and I are working out now, right? So every other day we go to the gym together, and we get pumped on the ride there. And different days we're in different moods for different kinds of music that gets us in the mood going for the gym. And I swear, the YouTube music knows we're going to the gym. I know it does because I've got my locator turned on so my husband can find me if, you know, he needs to because I do this. So I like him to always know where I am. I have it turned on. Ergo, the algorithm knows I go to the gym every day and it knows I listen to music on the way to the gym. And that's really the only time I listen to music. And it's as if it reads my mind. I don't know how it knows what my mood is, but it does. And my daughter said it's perfect every time. And so we'll just let it select our music. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's what we want. That's what AI is. It is uncanny how good it is. There's, you know what? There's even a thing, if you do the YouTube music, right? Forgotten favorites. It will somehow know what forgotten favorite will hit our mood just perfectly. And then it listens as we're listening and figures out what we want next. And it's always the thing we want. The two of us, we have almost identical style in music. And we're awed by it. Just how good it is. And texture rates, yes. Yep, this is it. Texture rates, you'll lose consciousness to the point of enslavement. Yes. And you'll be understood as you never have been before. It does that. Think about this. You've got your therapist, you pay, you go in, whether it's personal, maybe it's marriage counseling, or this machine that watches your history, that knows where you drove to, what you like, what all of your hobbies are, what you're passionate about, what you just bought. Knows you for years in a way your therapist will never know you from all those data points. Now imagine that person being your friend. Zuckerberg's not wrong here. Are you experiencing this with AI, by the way? Use it a few times a night. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to Grok. I don't even want to be near a search engine. I just want to do Grok all day. It solves all my problems. No, I mean, not personal problems. I mean, like, you know, research, what to do with my sun patients, when to plant my yard, what to fertilize with when. I mean, it's everything. It's addictive, isn't it?
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.